Good evening, everyone, and welcome
to another issue
of The Summoner. I am your host and writer, Walter Pierce. My website is galleryofthemind.com. Please check it out if you have the time. Also, if you want to contact me, my email address is webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. Again, that's webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. All right, on with the show.
This is the story of a group called the Warriors. They are blessed by the ancestors. The ancestors' light shines through them as a power of light. The light, the shine, can be varied a bit, which slightly changes the power. The Warriors use their power to protect their people on the planet Artonia in the Yellow Realm. Their tales are spellbinding adventures just beyond the reach of even imagination. Among these warriors is one even more unique. He is unique because he is half human. He is called the Summoner, and these are his tales.
Issue 53. Let's meet up in the Green Realm. In the Green Realm, there is the planet Reba. She is home to the known Reba. The known Reba have been having quite a bad turn of events lately. They have lost several of their great cities to either just plain destruction or being overrun by zombie-like creatures called the Afflicted. Now they have destroyed another city themselves. It was called the Eighth Great City. They did this to rid themselves of the Afflicted and the Dark Ones. But little do they know that the Dark Ones are still very much a part of this world. A set of three ships is about to find out just this fact. The three ships are responding to a distress call by a soldier who was supposed to be searching for escaping Dark Ones. From the three ships come a total of 9 men. They make their way to the distressed soldier's ship with their guns at the ready. They find an empty ship and the dead body of a Garmarki female that was named Molly. The soldiers search around for evidence of what happened. All the soldiers stop. They know that that is the sound that the Dark Ones make. It is coming from the forest. The first great general is appraised of the situation, and he orders 9 more ships to the area. They cannot detect the Dark Ones, but they can keep locks on the soldiers. There is one ship for each soldier. The general is serious about ending this now. The soldiers fan out into the forest. The first great general is about to order his personal ship there, but that is when he gets the message.
Sir, we are receiving word from ground control that they have detected a large fleet of ships headed for Reba.
What is their intent? Where are these ships from?
Both are unknown. They are not answering our calls. Their make seems to be the same as the ships that attacked us and were destroyed earlier. Defenses are being readied.
Get our fleet together and send it to meet theirs.
Meanwhile, in the Orange Realm, a soldier named Thomas Taylor is sitting in a prison near the unmoving body of his friend Ox. He has his head in his hands. His friend was shot by a woman possessed by a Dark One. Thomas looks around the prison, and he just can't believe that one woman caused all of this death. Possessed by a Dark One, albeit. Then his attention is drawn to one of the
prison monitors. It seems that the army has been called and are looking for the Dark One plus Ox and himself. They believe that Ox and Thomas are helping it. Thomas's mind spins. He is not helping the Dark One, but has basically caused this problem. That is why he was arrested and is here. He knows that his attempts to explain will only lead to his execution. He's got to get out of here. Suddenly, Ox sits up.
Ox, you're alive!
Yes, I think I am. My whole body is aching.
Thomas rushes over and hugs Ox.
But how are you alive?
I got to the armory while the Dark One went on its killing spree. In the armory, the prison has weapons and armor. I can only get to the armor. And I can only get to the discarded older type. Everything else was locked up. It doesn't depend on electricity as much as the modern armor. And that seems to be the reason I am alive.
You're going to have to suck up the pain. We've got to get out of here.
Huh?
We're being blamed for this mess.
Where are we going?
We're going to the Green Realm.
Huh?
If we can capture the woman, then maybe we can be heroes instead of the blamed.
Searching the entire realm is going to be impossible.
That's why we're going to catch her before she actually gets there. You know where she'll have to go.
Yeah, I do. We might as well shoot ourselves right here.
Come on.
The not-so-young woman that they speak of is leaving quite a trail of death. She is frantically trying to find a way to get to the Green Realm, but having no luck. Finally, Belmast, the Dark One possessing Kelly, realizes that he must talk instead of kill. So he does. He captures an average fleeing person from a random, unlucky group he has nearly wiped out.
Take me to the Green Realm!
The Green Realm? The Known Reba control the Green Realm! I can't get you to the Green Realm! The sheer fear coming from the man makes the aura of darkness around Kelly greater.
Then I will just kill you and find another to ask.
I can't get you there, but there is a doorway machine. Please, please don't kill me.
Okay, I won't kill you if you tell me where it is.
Fearfully, the person does tell Belmast where the doorway is. Then, Belmast kills the person. Quite cruelly. The most heavily guarded place on this planet is the military headquarters of the Abernonians. Ever fearful of being invaded by the Known Reba, the only doorway machine on the planet is housed and heavily guarded here. Belmast cuts his way through the defenses like a hot knife through butter. There was no special alert here. No one expected Belmast to come. Well, actually, two did expect Belmast. Ox and Thomas were waiting here. They've used the problems Belmast has caused to beat him to the doorway machine. Belmast walks in and sees Thomas standing there in front of the doorway machine.
You again. You realize that I've killed more men today than you will ever kill in your lifetime. How are you going to stop me?
By ordering you. I order you to stop.
No.
But I can command you. You have to obey.
No, it doesn't quite work that way. You really should have thought this out a bit better.
Belmast's eyes begin to glow red, and the room becomes darker as he approaches Thomas. Meanwhile, in the Yellow Realm, the summoner is in his room alone. He is just sitting there, thinking about the past day. So much has happened. The dead bodies and the comatose bodies of Arrow and Glass in that accursed room has affected him. He can't stop thinking about it. In times like this, it is often that his sister appears to him and speaks with him, comforts him. As is always the case, she comes.
You've got other things to do. You can't just sit here.
Yeah, I know. I'm supposed to go to the Blue Realm today.
No. You won't be doing that today.
Are you predicting the future again?
Yuta, this is serious. Something has happened in the Green Realm.
What?
I think it is war.
Are we going to war with the known Reba?
We need to help them. They are being attacked by...
The knocking on Yuta's door startles the summoner.
Come in.
The door opens, and Step is standing there.
Summoner, we've got an emergency. We have to join a fleet and head to the Green Realm.
The known Reba are being attacked, and we need to help them.
How did you... Come on, we have to go.
There is a flurry of events, and the summoner finds himself and Step getting aboard a ship. It is one of many. He is surprised that this has happened so quickly. The ships are quickly in the air, then out of the planet Artonia's atmosphere, and then through a green door opened by Mission Control on Artonia. The fleet goes racing through space toward the planet Reba. The summoner is silent all through the flight. He just listens to the conversations around him and to the loud sound the engine makes.
Are you okay? You're so quiet.
I'm just feeling kind of strange today.
The summoner cannot finish his sentence as the ship suddenly stops and people are thrown about. The engines completely reverse. The lights on the ship flicker. People are again thrown about as the summoner feels the ship completely spinning around. The engines reverse again.
I think we are heading away from Reba.
No one hears the summoner over all the commotion. Next, there seems to be a total loss of control. The ship is completely spinning. The summoner is thrown towards the front of the ship. He catches glimpse of the view screens. There, he sees other ships in the fleet, seemingly blown backwards, completely out of control. There's an impact. The lights go completely out. Another ship is crashed into this ship. An explosion nearly knocks the summoner out. His ears feel blocked as he cannot hear very well anymore. But he still can hear the muted screams of the others on board. The summoner looks and sees some men are literally flash frozen. He feels his body irresistibly pulled towards the opening in the ship. The other ship has ripped a gash in this ship and lodged there. The space around it is allowing an atmosphere to escape, sucking bodies into space. And that is where the summoner is headed. There is a series of wings and bright flashes of light. The summoner cannot count. He feels the pull of it on his body almost completely stop. He is merely floating and gasping for breath towards the opening. But the opening is no longer there. It has been patched by squares of pure light. Step is using his shine to cover the hole, but still air is escaping. The summoner tries to gather himself and begins to shine and draw the air away from the hole. The patchwork seems to be holding, but warriors cannot. only shine for so long. Someone cries out, "What happened?" And the summoner hears the answer that sends shivers across his body. "Someone set off a biogenetic temporal bomb!" Next time, Trapped in the Dark.